This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians in a displacement camp reacted to the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal after U.S. President Joe Biden's support. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
Biden outlined a three-phase deal on Friday, saying Hamas is no longer capable of carrying out another large-scale attack on Israel. He urged the Israelis and the militant group to come to an agreement to release hostages, both alive and dead, for an extended ceasefire.
Israel has offered a comprehensive new proposal. It's a roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. It's what we need.
Many hostage families blame the government's lack of will to secure a deal for the deaths of many of the hostages in captivity. Israel's government has been saying conditions for a ceasefire are still not met. I'm Charles Ledesma.
In its quest to fill the dwindling ranks of its infantry, Ukraine has turned to recruiting prisoners to join the fight against Russia, and more than 4,000 have applied so far. Sean Hogan reports.
Under a deal offered by the government, prisoners will have their sentences cleared if they serve in the army until the end of the war. The Justice Ministry says more than 4,000 have applied so far. Private Russian mercenary group Wagner recruited tens of thousands of Russian prisoners to fight in Ukraine, offering them a full pardon if they survived 6 months at the front. Prisoners in Ukraine convicted of certain offences like multiple murders or treason are barred from serving. More than 1,700 already have the green light. Over 780 prisoners have already been freed from prison and handed over to the armed forces. But it will likely take months for significant numbers of new troops to be ready.
That is Reuters' Seth, or I should say Sean Hogan, reporting. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea launched more trash-carrying balloons towards South Korea following a similar campaign earlier in the week as it continues to retaliate against activists flying anti-North Korean propaganda leaflets across the border. Military advised people to be aware of falling objects and not to touch those objects suspected to be from North Korea, but report them to military or police instead. South Korea's military dispatched chemical rapid response and explosive clearance teams to recover the debris from about 260 North Korean balloons that were found in various parts of the country from Tuesday to Wednesday. South Africa was set to end three decades of dominance by the party that freed it from apartheid Saturday, as its voters, angry at joblessness, inequality, and power shortages, slashed the African National Congress's share of the vote to 40%. Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
The ANC has won every previous national election since the historic 1994 vote that ended white minority rule. But over the last decade, its support has dwindled. Results from almost all polling stations give the ANC around 40% of the vote, a dramatic drop from the 57.5% it got in previous national election in 2019. The ANC will now have to strike a coalition deal or another form of agreement with one or more smaller parties. A deal to keep the ANC in the presidency could involve opposition backing in exchange either for cabinet posts or for more control of a parliament. The Election Commission has penciled in a final results announcement for Sunday.
Boeing's first astronaut flight faced another setback and was called off at the last minute. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Two NASA astronauts were strapped into the Starliner capsule waiting for liftoff when that countdown was halted by mission control.
Hold, hold, hold. Flight control received a CCLS. Hold it.
Tory Bruno, president and CEO, United Launch Alliance, says they are investigating why the ground launch sequencer put a hold on liftoff.
Those three big computers do a health check, and they monitor to see that those cards came up when they were commanded to come up and begin doing their job. Two came up normally, the third one came up, but it was slow to come up, and that tripped a red line that created an automatic hold.
NASA officials say they could try another launch Sunday if it's an easy fix. Otherwise, they would have to wait until next week. I'm Julie Walker.
A top United Nations official says even though climate change makes disasters such as cyclones, floods, and droughts more intense, more frequent, and striking more places, fewer people are now dying from those catastrophes globally. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.